Sean Gramlich is the deputy mayor of the town of Slave Lake, and he joins us on the line. Sean, thank you very much for joining us today. Your Worship, comments on the hearing of this, I guess. Nicholas Obey Kubel, born in Slave Lake, and he's a Stanley Cup champion.
You know what, Keith, it's really exciting. So as you know, Slave Lake is oil country. So I had the pleasure of attending the Oilers playoff games this year, and actually quite a few of them with members of Nicholas's family, the Kubels. And we were at game four together. I actually drove his cousin in, and it's interesting attending games with them because they're cheering for Nico, but they're also cheering for the Oilers. So you know, pretty distraught after the Oilers lost, but I think the majority of Slave Lake inadvertently started cheering for the Avalanche because of the Kubel connection. So it was pretty cool to see him win the Stanley Cup, and then the celebration that followed suit was pretty neat as well.
The winning of the Stanley Cup by, I guess you could call him a local boy, despite the fact that he left Slave Lake at a young age. How much does that boost morale for the town of Slave Lake and its residents?
You know what? It's really neat for the youth, because everyone knows his father still lives here, uncles, aunts, cousins. He's got a ton of family still in Slave Lake. And all the kids can look and say, like, hey, here's a kid from Slave Lake, last name Obey Kubel, that won a Stanley Cup. I know his cousin. I play hockey with his cousin. It makes it more real, that small-town dream. We have one other gentleman that played in the NHL, Gord Krupke, and he's a little bit older, so a lot of these kids, and myself for that matter, don't remember him play. So it's really neat for the youth and even adults like myself to see one of our own hoist Lord Stanley. We're all pretty ecstatic around here.
That was actually my next question here, Your Worship. How much is this Stanley Cup win going to be a boost, not only for the kids in general, but specifically, I guess, for the kids in Slave Lake Minor Hockey?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I reached out to his cousin Sean to see what the odds are of his day with the Cup being in Slave Lake, and it sounds like it's going to be in Quebec, which is understandable as the majority of his minor hockey was there and his mother's there. But I think it's still pretty cool, and we'll see if Nico could get up here sometime in the summer and even share the stories and meet some of the kids. And without the Cup, it'll still be pretty neat for him to come home.
Even for a small town like Slave Lake, how much is it true for saying dreams can come true?
It's true for a small town, large town, anybody. If you work hard enough and you surround yourself with people who believe in you, anything's possible. And it doesn't matter if you're 3 years old or 30 years old. As long as you keep following the path you're on and believe in yourself, anything's possible.
Sean Gramlich is the deputy mayor of the town of Slave Lake, who is now housing a Stanley Cup champion. Congratulations to the town of Slave Lake, Your Worship. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. Anytime.